So today we delve into a pressing environmental issue, the proliferation of water hyacinths and invasive weeds in vital water sources nationwide. The Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation proposes a solution, a national registry of polluters. But would this make a difference, or is this just a bureaucratic measure? Joining us on the line, Feryl Adam, water and climate justice activist and executive manager of Water Canada Outam. Feryl, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me on your show.
How much of a problem is this, and in which areas specifically water hyacinths and other invasive weeds kind of polluting water sources?
So it's quite extensive. I mean, if you look at Hartepiersport Dam, now more of a garden, and if you look at Vaal, which we are having the water letters, but we also have areas in Kruger's, in the Kruger Park, and in Mpumalanga, that we have had, you know, hyacinths and water letters, because it's linked to sewage pollution and other pollution. So it kind of becomes out of control.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I mean, how does it happen? How is it that, for example, the Hartepiersport Dam looks like a garden, as you say, full of these water hyacinths?
Well, obviously the hyacinths, you know, sometimes it's in small quantities and it's not too bad. But what has happened is that because of the high levels of sewage pollution, the high levels of nutrients in the water, it kind of is food for the plants. And so they grow out of control. But also the lack of control in these dams, that just that with this going unwatched, it then becomes such a big problem that then dealing with it takes a lot of money, takes a lot of effort. It's not an easy kind of thing to clean out of the dam.
Now, when the department talks about a national registry of polluters, how will that work?
So we're still trying to unpack exactly what they mean by that and what that would mean. So I think the one thing that they're saying is that if a group or a company is on a national group, a national polluters registry, then if they apply for access, for example, a water use license, that would be monitored much more strongly, or they could be denied a license. And some of these companies can't operate without it. The other thing is that, having a registry is one thing, but how are they going to hold these people accountable for the pollution? So we're still trying to unpack that. I mean, the announcement was just made.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should be done or needs to be done? What would be more effective?
Look, I think that it is important to have some kind of a list because the one thing is there's not enough enforcement being done right now. So if you ask me who's polluting, I know there are lots of people polluting, but we don't know who. We know for sure that it's government with wastewater treatment work. But what about all the people who are dumping in rivers and wetlands, all the people who have little small industries and companies that are polluting with paint, and there's a whole range of strange things that people are throwing into their rivers and to water bodies. We don't know who they are, so I think that is a good start. We need to know. And those people need to be held accountable, whether they are fined, whether they go to jail, because that's in the act. You can be fined, you can spend time in jail. It would show that we're becoming harsher on people who are polluting water. We do not have water to play with.
Well, what's the overall impact then on water supply and water quality in South Africa?
So you're saying what is the impact of a registry on that?
No, of the pollution, the hyacinths and weeds and the like.
Well, I think it's basically killing the river ecosystems, right? And if you kill a river, if you start with, we cannot operate and function without clean water, and we cannot operate and function without a clean environment. And so it has a whole effect. So if you have polluted water, you have, for example, the fish die off that we have. You have the environment, the plants that you can't use anymore. So it slowly, slowly starts killing the environment around which you live, to the point where you cannot rehabilitate those areas. And we as human beings cannot survive without the environment.
All right, Feryl. Shukran so much for your time and for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.